Is Shekhar Dhawan is fully fit like for tomorrow's game? Will he be in the 11
members? Yeah, Shekhar is fully fit. He's recovered. Absolutely fit to start the game.
Peter Del Penna with USA correspondent with ESPN Cricket Info. Welcome back to Florida, first of all. The finisher position, MS Dhoni and Hardik Pandya not here. Looking forward to the 2020 T20 World Cup, have you started to identify somebody for this series that you envision being in that finishing role?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a great opportunity for the guys stepping in to deliver what we need from them as a team and really cement their spots. Not having the two finishers that you mentioned, Hardik and MS, around is different to what we are used to, but also, as I said, presents an opportunity for the guys coming in to show what they have and looking forward to the 2020 World Cup next year. I think it's a great position to be in for all these guys to come in and, as I said, show the world what they have and really cement their spots in the team.
Josh, with the Associated Press, thank you for your time. Coming off the disappointing loss, how's the morale of the team as a cohesive unit, and how are you looking at this tournament this weekend as to getting the rapport back together?
Well, look, obviously the first few days after we exited the World Cup were quite difficult. Till the time the tournament got over, I think every time we woke up, it was the worst feeling in the morning, and then through the day you do things and, sort of get on with your life. But now, look, it's we're professionals. We move ahead. Every team has to move on. So we're quite okay with what happened in the World Cup. Yesterday, the fielding session and a little bit of time we spent on the field was really good. Everyone was excited, looking forward to just playing, just being on the field again. I think that's the best thing you can do as a team. Just get on the park as soon as possible, and everyone's looking forward to these games, which I think is the most important thing, and it'll just give us an opportunity to have some fun together, understand why we've been so successful as a team, and really focus on the things that matter rather than focusing on things that are not in our control.
Thank you.
The World Cup saw you bat more in a kind of a consolidation manner, a lot of rotation of strike and holding that middle phase together. Now, as one again starts afresh, do we see you adopting a similar approach?
Depends on what the situation demands me to do. If the situation demands me to be aggressive, I'll be aggressive. If the situation demands me to play a certain role so that other players around me can unleash their potential, I'll be more than happy to do that also. I think in international cricket, you can't be one-dimensional. To play for a long period of time and to be successful and consistent for over 10-11 years, you have to be very flexible and have a lot of acceptance in terms of how the situation pans out and how you need to go about your business. So I think that's always been my mindset. If you're too rigid in your approach, then you won't be able to adjust. And my basic mindset always flows down from test cricket to other formats, because in test cricket you can't be rigid. You have to be flexible and accept situations and then mold your game accordingly. So I'm pretty happy to do whatever the team wants me to do, and I prepare accordingly. Look, his experience has always been a crucial factor for us. Having said that, as I said, it's a great opportunity for someone like Rishabh Pant to really play a lot of international cricket, show his credentials, really unleash his potential at this stage. We know how much ability he has, and we all want him to become a consistent performer for the Indian cricket team. And look, MS's experience is always going to be a very, very crucial factor. But having said that, as I said, some of these younger guys have a great opportunity ahead of them, and they should just look forward to it. And I think Rishabh is really looking forward to his opportunity as well.
Bharat, welcome to Florida. You guys were here 3 years back. How do you rate the facilities 3 years back, and how is it today? Do you think there is scope for improvement, or you see that the facilities or the ground as such is a lot of new things and that sort of stuff?
I think the covers look the same. So we haven't seen the pitch. We haven't seen anything apart from the covers on the pitch. Look, when we play tomorrow, we can assess how the pitch has come along. Even last time we played, it was pretty good, high scoring, and we all had a lot of fun playing here. And this time is going to be no different. More than looking at the facility or anything like that at this stage, I think it's more about coming to America and just playing cricket here and really, you know, spreading the word that cricket can be potentially be a sport that can be added here. And at the same time, for the people to come and watch as well, it's just a nice time to be around for this whole week. And that's more or less the essence of coming here and playing. I'm sure the more the sport picks up in the area and in the country, hopefully, it'll, you know, the facilities will keep going up and up. And I'm sure there'll be no shortage of getting the facilities right here. But for now, I think it's all about creating that buzz and just getting people in to watch the games.
Thank you.
We're done with the broadcast team. What is your take on picking players suited for specific formats, for T20Is, for ODIs and Test matches?
I'm a big fan of that. If someone is able to mold their game for all three formats, it's brilliant. But some people at a particular time in their career are more suited to doing one thing better than the others. And you know, those people are more or less your specialists, which do the job for you in one-day cricket or T20 cricket or Test cricket separately. So it's all about weighing players according to what, you know, their strengths are and what they can provide best for the team in a particular format. And I've been a big fan of that. If you can hold up your game for all three formats, there's nothing like it. But the need of the hour is always what the team requires, and that's the mindset we've always carried. So that's the most important thing for us.
Last few.
Yeah. Welcome back to South Florida.
Thank
you. Unfortunately, you guys didn't win what you would have gone to England to win the World Cup. Must be somewhat disappointing for you, but I'm sure that you guys put that behind you. What's the mindset now of the players coming into this tournament?
Well, the good thing about playing so much cricket is that you always have something to look forward to. And as I said, we have a lot of young guys in our team. For them, every international game is as exciting as any other game. So they are absolutely looking forward to stepping onto the field. We have a T20 World Cup next year. We have the Test Championship coming up. So as I said, the more cricket you play, there are always opportunities to look forward to something. And that's one positive about playing a lot of cricket, that, you know, if you have a setback, you can really put it behind you quite early. And the best thing, as I said, to do is just get onto the field and have some fun as a team together. So we're looking forward to rebuilding again. You can't, you know, have things go your way all the time. So you need to get back to the drawing board, start building again, start working hard again, and then give yourself another shot at a world title. So that's more or less the process we're going to follow.
Last three.
Thank you.
Last three. Yeah.
Sukhyo, again, if one looks at the bowling attack, on one side you have the likes of Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Ravindra Jadeja, a lot of experience. And on the other side you have the likes of the Chahar brothers, Kamli, Khalil. As a captain, what do you look at when you look at young bowlers? What kind of conversations do you have with them as they get ready for the grind of it?
I think the good thing is T20 cricket, we're not really worried about the mindset of players, because having played IPL back home for so many years and being good performers in the T20 format, these guys have a lot of composure, you know, especially playing on small fields in India where the pitches are good and they play in front of 40,000-50,000 people regularly. So, and they get the best of the players in the world out, or, you know, they score against them. So I don't think it's going to be too daunting or too intimidating for them to be regularly playing T20 cricket at the international level. All these are proven performers, and we actually have a lot of belief in their ability. We know giving a ball to anyone at any stage of the game, they'll do the job. So everyone's a professional here, and they've come here because of a lot of T20 experience, and that's why these players were backed. If you look at the IPL, you have so many options, but you choose 15 which are the best. So that's what it boils down to, and you expect them to do the job on the day.
Final two. Yeah.
Brad, again, best two to answer anything. Would it be fair to say that kal se hi World Cup 2020, ICC 2023, World Cup ka preparation, your journey kal se shuru hua?
जी बिल्कुल, हमारे पास 25 या 26 गेम हैं T20 वर्ल्ड कप आने से पहले, और सब गेम्स आप उसी तरीके से देखेंगे कि जितनी आपकी सॉलिड एक कॉम्बिनेशन बन सके, कंडीशन बेस्ड ऑब्वियसली, क्योंकि आप जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया में खेलेंगे तो आपकी एक कॉम्बिनेशन डिफरेंट होगी, और अपनी टीम की स्ट्रेंथ के हिसाब से कौन कैसी सिचुएशन में कैसा परफॉर्म कर रहा है, वो सब चीज़ें आप फिगर आउट करेंगे. वो बहुत एक नॉर्मल प्रोसेस है इस लेवल की क्रिकेट में, कि आप जितने भी मैचेस हैं वो एक बड़े ग्लोबल टूर्नामेंट की तरफ बिल्ड करने के लिए यूज करते हैं. लेकिन हैविंग सेड दैट, ऐसा कोई भी मैच नहीं होता जो आप लाइटली लें, क्योंकि आपको रिजल्ट भी चाहिए एज ए टीम. अगर आप कॉन्फिडेंस बनाना चाहते हैं तो आपके प्रोसेस के साथ, आपके कॉम्बिनेशन के साथ रिजल्ट भी फॉलो करने चाहिए. तो इट बॉयल्स डाउन टू द प्लेयर्स इवेंचुअली, जो भी खेले, जो भी कॉम्बिनेशन में खेले, वो कितनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी से खेलते हैं सिचुएशन को लेके, और टीम के लिए डिलीवर करते हैं उन चीजों पे डिपेंड करता है कि आप एज ए टीम रिजल्ट वाइज प्रोसेस वाइज कॉम्बिनेशन वाइज एक साथ आगे बढ़े. तो हमारा यही फोकस रहेगा अगले साल तक की जितने मैचेस हैं उनमें अपनी बेस्ट 15 अपनी बेस्ट 11 फिगर आउट करें
फाइनल.
You touched on this a little bit before, but I want to ask more specifically. How important is this tournament to making cricket more popular in the United States? And how do you see America as being an asset to cricket overall worldwide to the sport?
Well, look, if the more we come here and play, obviously the game's going to get more and more buzz around it. People are going to talk about it. It's... If you see 15, 20,000 people going to a place to watch something, obviously it should be important enough. So hopefully in years to come, people will have more interest, local people in America as well, not just the Asian community or the West Indian community, but the whole community in general will have more interest in the sport. I think T20 cricket is something that can be sort of understood and accepted in the American culture because of the length of the game. And it's quite entertaining as well. So I think for the sport to become global in many ways, a lot of interest here will go a long way in achieving that for the sport. So hopefully in years to come, we'll have more tournaments and more series here where people just come in and start understanding the sport and just having fun like they do in any other sporting event here. So that's probably the vision of coming here and playing these games.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.